Hello, people. Today is Saturday, and if it's Saturday, that must mean that we are planning to do a place-by-place fishing report. And since I am here with a microphone and Robert is there with a microphone, we may even be able to get to it this week.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll get partway through anyhow. Mm-hmm. See how it goes.
Yeah.
All right.
The first 10 minutes will be easy.
A place-by-place fishing report. The first 10 spots, anyway, are just going to be nothing.
Pretty much.
So, we should just pre-record that for you and put it on a little button that you can play.
Right.
Anyhow, Robert is going to provide us with the latest fishing information for all of this random scattering of places around the harbor and out into the Gulf of Mexico. We'll see how it goes. I think we already know how it's going to go, though. So,
exceptionally mediocre.
It's hot. It's dry. Things are weird out there.
Very.
You know?
And there will be a point where there's a really interesting report from that guy just now out there.
No?
Yeah. But I'll tell you when we get to that spot.
Okay. So that spot's not this spot, which is our first spot, which is the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek.
No, it's about the 20th spot.
Okay. Then we'll see how this spot goes. What do you got?
Slow. Slow to nothing. The spillway at Shell Creek is starting to flow, so there has been some little snook there and a few juvenile tarpon. But other than that, it's slow. That's just par for the course. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's funny because one of the guys was in the other day and they went up there hanging out on the river all day. Decided to have a little shore lunch. They pulled up on the bank, hanging out, drinking a few extra beers. Oh, we're both going to have to push the boat out because of those super strong tides. The water dropped far enough where the boat was stuck on the bank.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Made a small mistake.
So, yes, needless to say, they had to push it off the bank quite a ways.
Mm-hmm.
With some very good effort. And both of them are really good pillars of health, so it took them an extra minute or two to get it off of there.
Good times.
I thought that was funny when he's telling me that.
Well, this is one of those occasions where you can learn from the mistakes of others when possible.
Yes. So. Watch the tide.
Even if you're on the river.
Yes.
The tide can still get you.
Yes, it can.
Sliding down, Darce Park Boat Ramp, I-75 bridges.
Zero, nothing, nada.
No reports.
I don't even know anyone who's launched from there.
41 bridges, Live Oak Point Park.
Sporadically slow. They're getting some small mangrove snapper, a couple of oversized black drum, a couple of bull sharks, and that is it.
Okay.
I take that back. There has been a few guys catching some very small snook at night. That part has been happening, but it hasn't been great.
Describe very small.
Under 20 inches on average.
Okay.
Pretty small.
Pretty small. I don't know if that's very small. When I think of a very small snook, I think of like a one-hander.
Yeah.
Like, ding.
To me, all those things, anything under 25 inches is basically small.
I'm not saying it's not small. Just arguing whether it's very small or not.
Oh, okay. It's a small snook.
That's what I said.
SM all. I'm still going with very small.
Okay. How small does it have to be tiny?
Under 12 inches.
How about a dinky snook?
That would be your micro fishing type things. So I mean, catching a little cast net and think that it's bait.
What if I told you I caught an eensy weensy snook?
I've seen
Forget
that.
It. Lashley Pier, closed until further notice. The Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore Pier. Some bull sharks that a lot of people are confusing with black tips. And that's it. Got nothing else to report there.
Okay.
It is what it is.
We take what we can get.
Mm-hmm.
We want the straight story.
Yeah, I would just like to see less people get confused by that.
Well, then find a way for bull sharks to be born without dark fin tips.
Or a big B on their dorsal or something like that.
Right. Well, B stands for black tip.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Give them some horns on the top of their head.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yes.
That would be better.
The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
There's been a few small mangrove snapper, a couple of small trout, a handful of small snook. That's it. Been pretty slow over there.
Okay.
Quite a few people seeing manatees coming through the area.
All right. What do you cast to them?
Lettuce. Just kale works better, but iceberg lettuce works fine.
I would think a cabbage. Yeah. The hook holds pretty well in a cabbage.
Yeah. I'd use romaine lettuce.
Romaine lettuce. By the leaf or the whole head?
The whole head. Better chance of him getting it in there.
Need to put a stinger hook in that?
No. Nope, I think a circle hook would be just fine to get him right in the muzzle. I think it would work just fine.
Boy.
Yeah, exactly.
The Port Charlotte Canal, saltwater and brackish.
Let's see. Black drum are still in all of the canals, but they are starting to thin out. Been a lot of snook the last several nights. Small ones for multiple people. Some sandbrim and jacks. And that's about it. A lot of juvenile tarpon showing themselves, but nobody's hooking them the way they were a few weeks ago.
Where they just decide to be buttheads again?
Yep. They went back to teenage. Yep. Went back to being a pain in the butt.
Okay.
That's what they're there for. Just to tease you. That's all it is. Strictly a tease.
Okay.
It's funner that way.
Eljo Bean Pier.
I've actually got no reports there this week.
Okay, that's what we said the last time.
Yeah, well, still the same way. Guy called me yesterday looking for a report, and he said he went out there a couple nights earlier and caught one little mangrove snapper. Wanted to know if it got any better. I said, you're the first report I've gotten. So that pretty much answered that question.
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Been a few Spanish mackerel there. A couple of baby bull sharks. Every now and then tarpon are showing up there, but not even targetable. Just right at sunrise, showing up and then gone. So, a little weird.
Okay.
Just goes with the same thing that's been going on, just a very, 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 very hot and very dry.
South Gulf Coast canals.
The night fishing there has been good. Guy went out there the other night. Inglewood Fishing Club gives me a good report. Guy went there the other night. He was throwing lures and caught, I don't know, 7 or 8 snook off of lights. Jumped 4 tarpon or something like that. And I forget what else. There was one other thing mentioned in his report for only an hour's worth of fishing just after sunset.
Okay.
But that's the only thing I've got in there. Nothing else.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So, the West Wall. Is this where things start to pick up a little bit?
Not really.
Okay.
It's been extremely...
Not far enough down harbor yet.
Yeah, it's been extremely slow over there. They have been getting a few small snook, a couple of trout, a few sharks, and several different people have either skipped Pompano or have hooked Pompano over along there. There's been Pompano being sighted or caught randomly throughout the whole harbor.
Okay.
Only 2 guys are catching them with semi-consistency. The rest of them are just mostly seeing them.
And what are those guys doing any different?
They're more proficient at it or more stubborn. I don't know. I'm not really sure because they're all buying the same jigs. You know, jigs or shrimp. So it's like, I don't know what the other 2 guys are doing differently. I know one of them is good at catching pompano when they're around. But I have no idea what he does. That's so unique.
Okay.
Yeah.
Useful.
Yeah, it is. Not really.
So there's a special magic technique. We don't know what it is. This guy's got it.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. And it might just be
a matter of
his boat doesn't make as much noise, you know, so when he turns back around and those skip pomping, he doesn't spook him away.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really tricky simple. To figure it out.
Exactly.
Okay, then we'll move on to the Cape Hayes Bar.
Okay. That's where it starts to pick up a little bit better.
Okay.
So, several species of sharks, some ladyfish, bluefish and Spanish mackerel. Guy hooked a little flounder over there. And then he had a flounder on and didn't realize it was a flounder until he got it to the surface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Let's see. What else did he get? What else are I heard over there? It's kind of about it.
Okay.
No reds, no snook, no cobia. Not even some trout. The trout are starting to move around a little bit, but in deeper water, and most of them are small.
But it's worth fishing here.
Yeah, definitely. Especially on the drop-off side, on the Boca Grande side of Cape Hayes. Doesn't matter if the tide's coming in or going out, it just seems like that deeper area is an easy access point, and also maybe some better water as far as temperature goes.
Yeah.
Just because it's at least cranking over that bar.
Okay, brings us into bull and turtle.
Let's see, a lot of snook. A handful of them have been better sized fish, like 30, 35 inchers.
Okay.
Still a lot of little sharks swimming around in there, even a few lemons and black tips. And then the trout. Trout are scattered in there, but most of them are small.
Okay. How small is small here?
Like 10 to 13 inches.
Okay.
SM all. Very small.
Okay. And the redfish?
None. None, none, none. Redfish have been really, really tough.
There's got to be a redfish somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere, Robert.
I'm sure. Well, Mike said a lot of people caught reds in that kids' tournament last weekend, but I haven't heard much about reds or hardly any. Very minimal.
The Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Spanish mackerel and bluefish. And that's all I've heard of.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Huh? Danger Reef, a guy did catch a bull shark about 4 foot.
Okay.
And then he saw another one swim by that was much bigger.
Okay.
But he was also only fishing for Spanish mackerel and bluefish. But still landed the bull shark and saw the other one swim by.
Okay.
Oh. That's it.
Gasparilla Sound. What's going on in the sound, buddy boy?
Now we're getting better.
Okay. About freaking time.
A lot of snook around the cuts or creeks or whatever, anywhere where there's better moving water and deeper access. And then there's been a bunch of trout, Spanish, ladyfish, bluefish, and jacks, all out in that 4 to 8 feet of water. And in those same areas, there has been tarpon of assorted sizes, according to Mike and his fishing report earlier, but also another gentleman saying that he was seeing a bunch of tarpon out there, too. Most of them are the juveniles, the little 20 to 40 pounders. Let's see, the Inglewood Fishing Report, again, was something along those same lines from another gentleman about all those juvenile tarpon down there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it that I can think of.
That's it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. The Placida area, the pier, the trestle, Coral Creek, Gasparilla Pass.
Gasparilla Pass has had some Spanish mackerel, a few tarpon, and then the Placida trestle itself has had some mangrove snapper. A couple guys caught sheep's head off of there the other day.
Okay.
Let's see. A lot of snook. A couple of oversized snook if they were in season. And then a handful of trout. Most of the trout there have been small. Like, once again, 12, 13 inches.
Okay.
It's not bad, it's just not great. And the daytime or the nighttime fishing seems to be producing its fair share of fish. The main fish that you're going to catch at night, though, has been snook. They're not catching very many snook during the day. And Flipper has been harassing a lot of anglers out there, too.
Yeah, we drove by just to take a look at it the other day, and there were two dolphins cruising up and down.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Not surprising.
They seemed excited to see us.
They're like, ooh, he's got a fishing pole in his hand. Let's go watch him for a minute.
They were not happy to see us leave.
No. Nope. Always happy to see him come, but not happy to see it leave. Kind of funny how that works.
Moving on. Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Indian Mound Park.
Spanish mackerel. Some good snook. Like, you know, 25 to barely legal. A couple guys caught some baby gags. And a couple of legal-sized trout. And that's all, again, from the Inglewood Fishing Report, because I haven't had anyone tell me in person that they've caught anything up in there.
Okay.
I don't know if you get that fishing report sent to you or not, but Bill does a good job getting it out every week.
I do not get it.
Several times a week.
Nope. I'm not on the list.
But you're speaking there this month, aren't you?
I hope not. I already spoke there twice this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were speaking in August.
No. They got some. Oh, you know who they have? They have Kate.
Oh, that's right. They did say that.
Kate Rose is talking about water quality and algae and seagrass.
Nice.
Everybody's favorite topics.
Yeah. Sure it is.
And if I know her, she'll also be talking about horseshoe crabs, because she just can't help herself.
She likes her horseshoe crabs?
Well, they've got a horseshoe crab project that they're taking part in. Mm. So,
are they draining the blood out of them or studying their eyeballs?
Not in this case, no.
No.
This is a citizen science project. They just want to know where the damn things are.
Oh.
So.
There you go.
Actually, if you left her to her druthers, she would probably talk about stone crabs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's her favorite pet project.
Yep.
Yep.
Moving on, Anger Pier next to the bridge.
Spanish mackerel, couple of sharks, and a few snook at night. Other than that, I got nothing. And that's from just two gentlemen. And both of those are like last weekend. So it's a little bit old of a report.
Okay.
So I would say I don't know if it's anything special or not.
It's probably still accurate, though.
Probably.
Given the way things have been going.
Right. We'll go with that.
Okay.
It's all fun.
All right. Moving out. Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
Well, let's see. There's barracuda out there on any of the wrecks. Some good size ones, too, at that. Then the mangrove snapper, lane snapper, 65 to 100 feet, so basically 20 miles to 35 miles. There's also been a few yellowtail mixed in with it.
Now, when you say mixed in, are they still segregated like they have been? Or
yes.
So they're not really mixed in,
Right.
But in the same general areas, not the same exact area.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. And the been some really big bonita out there, like up to 15 pounds bonita.
Oh.
Like good size, like scary, like, do you have a black fin? Or, oh, no, never mind, I got excited. No, it's just the bonita. But that's
okay. But
catching.
Wait a minute. A 15-pound bonita is not just a bonita.
Oh, I know.
Okay. That's a sport fish at that point.
Right.
He's a tuna and he fights you like one.
Yeah, right. They're pretty fun.
3-pounders are fun.
Oh, absolutely.
15-pounders are game fish.
It's a riot. Your arms will be sore at that point.
Yeah, especially if you're able to hook 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah, if your arms aren't like rubber bands after the first one.
Like that's going to stop you.
They will try all of your muscles, that's for sure.
All right.
Pretty hilarious.
Cudas, mangroves, lanes, possibly yellowtails, bonita, what else we got?
That's it. If you guys are going to go out after the amberjack and triggerfish, it just opened up, but I have not had any reports on that yet.
Okay, but we may as well mention it.
Yeah.
So amberjack are open through August 24th. They close at midnight 01 on the 25th. And triggerfish should be open till the end of the year.
Maybe.
Should be. We'll see.
Yeah.
But they're open now anyway.
Not a bad thing.
Okay, Venice jetties.
Slower than what it should be. They're getting a few Spanish mackerel, a few small mangrove snapper, a lot of snook, but most of the snook have been very small. Even at night out there, the snook have been pretty small. One guy did jump a little juvenile tarpon the other night, and his buddy hooked a shark, which they got it up next to the rocks and it broke him off. So he never got to identify it, but he said it was about 3 feet long, maybe. Forget what he said he hooked that on. It's like some kind of swim bait, but it wasn't normal. It was... Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay.
So that's about it.
Alrighty then. Pondarasa, no reports until further notice. Redfish Pass...
Nothing. Nobody's been down there this week that I've gotten a report from.
No reports. Captiva Pass.
Captiva Pass. Spanish mackerel. Snook. Handful of ladyfish. Couple of smaller sharks. And that's about it.
Okay. I'm sensing a pattern on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of places where there's some Spanish mackerel and some ladyfish and some smaller sharks and then maybe some snook.
Okay. Well.
You guys seem to be mentioning the same things over and over again.
Well, it's hot. I mean, there's only a handful of fish that are actually kind of active.
I get it. And it's dry, which we talked about dry, and people said, well, wait a minute, you guys are nuts. It just rained here this morning.
Right.
Okay, well, maybe it rained there. But take a look at what the river flows look like.
Yeah.
And the river flows do not look like summertime river flows.
They do not represent anything that I would have guessed.
No. They look like springtime river flows. There.
Thought it was going to be closer to about 6 foot by now, and that wasn't even close to the case.
No. Low and slow. So we're just not getting the water coming out the rivers. So when we say dry, we're talking about dry in terms of river flow into the estuaries, not rain falling onto your head.
Right. Oh, makes sense.
Boca Grand Pass.
Isolated showers, man. Isolated showers.
I'm hoping for tomorrow. They said tomorrow is supposed to be cloudy and possible rain at any point during the day. So, you know.
It would be nice if that happened.
Maybe we get a good soaking tomorrow. That would be nice.
Maybe so.
Well, Boca Grand Pass.
Spanish mackerel.
Small sharks.
Whiting. A couple of small sharks, but not very many.
Waiting on the beach.
Been some big snook and big ladyfish at night there. A couple of guys have been night fishing. Nobody's been chasing anybody out for the last week and a half.
Okay.
Had a customer that was in yesterday. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to head out to Boca. I said, you got your pass? Because it was like 6:30. I was like, no. I'm like, he's just visiting down here, but he's been down there several different nights. And the other night he was out there until 1:30 in the morning. He's like, I had no idea. Gate was open. Nobody's chased me out. I'm like, oh, okay.
Interesting.
Usually they start kicking people out at sunset.
Right.
So.
Got a ranger on vacation?
I guess. Somebody is, or somebody's not doing their job. One of the two.
All right. Whiting and snook, and what else do you say on the beach?
Spanish mackerel. What else are you getting?
You said something else that was on the beach, though.
Trout.
Was that what you said?
Big ladyfish and big snook at night. That's what I said for nighttime. And then the, what's his name? You'll recognize him when he comes in. The long-haired kid that always fish. Tall, skinny kid that he's in here almost every Saturday.
Yep.
He caught four or five baby lane snapper out there.
Okay.
Which is not super uncommon, but to catch four or five of them, that's a little more unusual. But they were little guys, you know, bait size.
Okay.
But it was still kind of neat. So, something different.
I'll take it. Yeah. I noticed that you didn't mention anything about tarpon and Boca Grand Pass here.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should probably mention those.
Well, I just want to make sure that there's...
No, you're right.
What's going on here?
It's pretty much the primary location where they're at. They're still mostly feeding on crabs, but according to Mike, in the afternoon they've started switching over to squirrel fish. So that's a good thing. I just haven't heard anything since day before yesterday about them, but the hill tide on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday out there was supposedly epic with only 6 to 7 boats fishing them.
Well, tarpon season's over.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But they're fishing them. So.
All right. So I'm going to take your Boca Grand Pass beach report, and I'm just going to put it over here in the beach report.
Okay. Switch it up a little bit. Messing things up.
I know. I'm trying not to, but the whole thing is screwy. I don't know why I can't just use keyboard commands on this thing. Makes me so nuts. Wait a minute.
All right. I want you to roll that little finger so you're doing it just right.
Yeah. It's very picky. Okay. Hey, there we go. All right.
Wow, hey.
Okay. So, now we are on the Gulf beaches between Sanibel and Venice. We just talked about what's going on at Boca. What else is going on elsewhere?
A lot of whiting up there towards Casperson's Beach and even Inglewood Beach. Inglewood Beach has been really, really good for snook, whiting, even a couple of trout, some jacks. I mean, kind of a whole mixed gamut out there. It's been good overall. Plus, the visibility is way more impressive than what it should be for this time of year. You know, this time right now, you know, being, what is it, the first week of August, mm-hmm. You should be having a lot of tannin water out there along the beach. And it's just not there. It's still blue-green, clear. I mean, you were out there a couple different times doing your fish coach thing.
No, it's way too pretty for this time of year. It is not supposed to look like that.
No. Pretty wild. It's really cool. What can you do?
Well, I mean, there's not a whole lot you can do except try to enjoy it. But just be aware that it's making the fishing a little bit weirder than what you would have expected.
Yeah. Well,
when the water stays... Yeah, I know. When the water stays salty like this, though, everything acts just a little different. So
it is very, very, very screwy out there, hands down.
It's been a while since we had one of these salty summers, too. So
Yeah, I can't remember what it was doing 20 years ago when those tarpon were spawning inside the harbor, but I'm assuming it was probably during a drought.
Yeah. Anything else worth mentioning here on the Gulf beaches?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Nothing that I can think of.
Fine then. Let's move on down to Matt Lachey.
Oh, Matt Lachey. That's the report I was waiting for.
Oh, good.
Snook. But that gentleman I was talking to out there just a minute ago, he was out there last night fishing off the bridge. Got a lot of ladyfish, some mangrove snapper, but he caught like 15 trout all over 20 inches. His biggest one was like 27, 28 inches.
From the bridge?
Yeah.
Really?
Get this. Uncut ladyfish. No, he wasn't on the bridge. He was on his boat, but under the bridge and right there around D&D.
Okay.
But all of them were caught uncut ladyfish from 9:30 until about 12:30 when the tide went slack, it all shut down. But every trout he caught uncut ladyfish, and he caught one shark.
Okay.
It's only like the second time I've ever had somebody like where they've caught more than one trout on cut bait. Usually it's like, hey, I was out there today fishing, whatever. I hooked a trout on chunk ladyfish or thread fin or whatever it is. But only one other time have I had a guy say he caught three fish in the same day on cut bait. But this guy caught a bunch and all big ones.
And you trust the report?
I do. Because he's actually just down here visiting, so he's got nothing to impress or lie about.
Okay.
He comes down and visits a couple times a year, brings his bow with him. They usually run a place here or in Cape Coral. So that's why he knew about Matt Lachey. That's why he took the ride down there, because he's done good in the past. So.
All right. I can dig that.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That will bring us to Pine Island Sound. Anything going on the south end?
Nothing that I've gotten any reports on.
Well, then let's talk about the north end.
Well, let's see. Out in that 4 to 10 feet of water, trout, ladyfish, Spanish mackerel, handful of sharks, and they have been seeing a few tarpon cruising through, but nothing consistent. A couple guys are hooking some, but it's way inconsistent. And then up along the bushes from, say, the shacks right there in front of Captiva, they're getting some snook, more trout, and a guy did hook another flounder over there. He actually landed that one, but it was too small to keep. I think he said it was like 12 or 11 and a half, something like that.
Okay.
Wasn't very big.
All right.
I had a guy in the other day showing me pictures of Alaska. He's like, we caught halibut that were like bigger than doormats. It was awesome. And I'm looking at the picture going, oh my gosh, that's considered a big halibut nowadays.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad. Well, sad what they've done to that fishery up there.
It is bigger than a doormat.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's just sad what they've done to that fishery up there.
It's huge for a flounder.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
How about the redfish?
What redfish?
I'm just seeing if I could catch you out.
Nope.
Making sure you're not hoarding some redfish over here.
Yes.
Keeping some sneaky redfish away from us.
I like doing that. You know that. I'm all about that.
Chug Creek, Shoal, and Bokelia. How come every time I announce the spot, you yawn at the same time?
I don't know. It is what it is. It's just...
The whole idea of the fishing reports is making you very sleepy.
It is.
Did you get hypnotized?
Probably. You just probably did it on purpose. They're getting some trout down there, and that's the only thing I've heard of, because they've been down there trying to catch bait. And what bait they are catching is very small. Like enough where a guy wanted what he wanted. He asked if we had something smaller than a quarter inch. I told him about the 3/16ths or whatever they are that we have over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He said, no, I'm not going to spend the money on that. And I said, you shouldn't be killing the bait if that's what you requires you to catch it. And he kind of half agreed, but I think he was just doing that just to avoid the discussion.
Probably.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Burnt Store and Two Pines.
A handful of nice snook down in there. Nice-ish snook. Still small, but nicer. Mid-20s.
So wait a minute. We go from very small at less than 20 inches mm-hmm. to nice in the mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
So for you then, I guess a small snook has to be exactly 21 and a half inches.
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of like a gator trout is anything over a pound.
Yeah.
I caught a gator trout today. It was 19 and 3/4 inches long. It's walking its way that way with all of them.
A gator trout is any trout that you don't just pick up using the line.
Right. There you go. Nice way to look at that. And then they've also been, that other guy's been getting some pompano down in that same area.
And a giant halibut is anything bigger than a doormat.
Yeah. Pompano, snook, a few jacks, and a handful of small sharks. I'm going to try to get out with Danny next week because he's been fishing a lot down there. I was talking to him, and he's actually got a couple open spots on a Tuesday of next week and asked if we were interested. So, might try to get down there. Well, the good news is Turtle Bay is getting creamed right now.
Oh, that's good. Hey, that looks like a nice one, too.
Yeah, it's building.
Yeah, it's covering the whole Cape Hayes Peninsula.
Yeah.
I like that.
Somebody's getting a wee bit damp and running. That's funny.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't run onto a bar.
No, hopefully not.
That's not a good time to be stuck out there.
No. No, not at all.
East
somebody
side.
Supposedly hit another boat down there on that sandbar last weekend.
Really?
A couple of people got hurt from what somebody was telling me the other day.
Okay. I didn't see a police report.
Yeah.
I usually do see them.
Yeah. No.
Eastside Keys, Hobbs Point Pirate Harbor.
Well, let's see. Hobbs Point has got a bunch of trout out in front of it. A few bonnet heads and a couple other small sharks. A lot of smallish bait there, too, that's been out front. What else did they catch down there? Another guy skipped a few pompano down there. Didn't hook any of them, but he skipped some pompano down there. And then there's been a bunch of juvenile tarpon and even a few black drum inside Pirate Harbor.
We need to explain what skipped pompano are. You've said it too many times now.
When you're running along the flats or on the outside of the flats, you go through the school and they jump in your wake. Sometimes they'll even jump before your wake as you're going over them and bounce off the side of the boat. Over the years, I've had a couple of people have them jump into the boat. But yeah, you're just spooking them so they're running, so they jump like white bait or any other bait fish that's being attacked. They just try to run like heck and get out of the way.
Which is funny, because you don't expect that behavior from pompano, which never ever jump when they're hooked.
Nope, never jump when they're hooked. Got to keep you on your toes and make you learn new things. Hey, it's a jack jumping. What?
Right. which is like a mullet. Mullet never jump when they're hooked.
No.
Otherwise, they're just jumping all the time.
Nope. You know, I've never hooked a mullet.
No?
I've snagged plenty of them, but I have never, like, legitimately hooked one.
Not hooked one in the mouth.
Nope.
I'm sure your time will come.
Yeah, sure. Someday.
Probably be on a chunk of ladyfish, too.
Yeah, right. Snag them in the belly with a bait buster.
Anything else going on over here on the east side?
Nope. Very quiet.
Okay. Well, then I hate to think about how quiet it's going to get as we slide north into Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink.
sand bream, some baby jewfish. What else did they catch back in there? They caught a couple of black drum and a couple of very small snook. One guy rolled in here at 7:05 and said, man, I'm glad I made it. He said, I actually had to have my wife stop fishing just so I could make it here to get more bait because they're down. They got a house there that they're renting over there in Punta Gorda Isles, and they started catching fish, and they went to a different area and started to work their way back. She's like, we need to stop here. That's where I caught my snook earlier today. So he stopped. He said, look, you got time for one cast. One cast turned into 20 casts, and he's like, we got to go. He said she was still at the house mad at him because he drug her back to the house so he could get here to get more bait. And I'm like, she's mad at you because you made her stop fishing so you could go get more bait so she could keep fishing.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that, bud.
So
there might be more to the story. I'm sure you didn't get her version of things.
Well, so. Yeah, of course. I mean, they're always embellished, especially it's like every wife joke starts out with you looking over your shoulder to make sure they're not around.
Yep.
So I'm sure that was the same case because she probably would have straightened them right out.
Because I'm sure that it probably did sort of happen the way that he said it happened, but I doubt he actually said it to her the way that he said it to you.
Or the way he said it in his head.
Yeah.
There's many of those moments for me.
Come on, sweetie, I need to go get some more bait, so we need to stop fishing right now so I can get more bait for you because I love you ever so much.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I don't think that's what came out.
No, probably not.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Nothing.
No.
I got nothing there.
Reports.
No, one guy went there and he got nothing. Didn't see anything, didn't catch anything. That was my only one report. He said he caught nothing in about a half hour. Not a snapper. Okay. Didn't see anything caught.
One report, caught, and saw...
Nothing.
Nothing.
But that's my only report I've gotten from there.
All right. PGI Canals.
Oh, let's see some black drum. Juvenile tarpon to look at. A handful of snook and a handful of jacks. And the mangs that they're catching in there are extremely small and not even really worth mentioning.
Okay.
But they are catching a few. But the black drum have been the main thing people are talking about or sending pictures into the Fish and Franks Club page. I mean, it's crazy how many people have been pictures of them. And I'll tell you what, Scotty Rowe did a pretty good job describing that the other day with the jacks and the black drum and what they were feeding on and how they show up. The little bait fish because somebody thought that those black drum were jacks in the picture. He did a pretty good job describing that.
Somebody else thought they were catfish.
Yeah. Yeah.
A big catfish.
Mm-hmm.
You get some flatheads coming into the canals.
Yeah.
Okie doke. Gilchrist Pier.
Got nothing.
Nothing.
Zero. Nada.
Alligator Creek Reef.
I don't know. Nothing. Nothing at all. Like, literally a couple of people have been bottom fishing there. Nothing. A guy did a couple of Spanish mackerel trolling over it. But that's it.
There's still algae out there, dude.
Is there?
Yeah. We saw it.
Really?
We didn't see the actual physical algae, but you can see it on the fish finder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where it's, the tendrils are coming up. It's not all over it like it was before, but it's on parts of it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. By the way, there are also some parts of the reef itself that are standing up a lot higher than they used to.
Storm moved them that much, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
We drove and checked some of them out. We checked a large part of Alligator Creek Reef out just to look at it, just to get used to looking at the bottom machine.
Gotcha.
And, yeah.
That's pretty wild that it just moves it and stands it up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not super surprising with how strong Mother Nature is, but still... You didn't hear of it being that terrifying in the harbor.
Yeah, but we saw no fish activity out there. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing on the surface, nothing below, nothing.
Yeah, that's the reports I've been getting. Been pretty weak. Pretty darn weak.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
20-foot holes.
Nothing. Nothing even worth mentioning. People are looking for the tarpon, but not finding them. Not seeing them, and if they are seeing them, they're gone in a matter of minutes.
All right, the baitfish report.
Oh boy, real easy. Go to Jug Creek, go to Pirate Harbor. Still small to very small bait. And that's white bait, along with some thread fins. But only take what you think you need, because I had a customer in here talking about his buddy that filled up his live well and then went about 15 minutes away on the flats and killed everything in his live well.
Uh-huh.
So that's definitely happening because it's just too blooming hot. Can't overload your live well. And then you get on those flats where it's oxygen deprived already. Doesn't matter how much that pump's pumping, it ain't going to put enough oxygen in 95 degree water temperature.
Yeah. We had quite a bit of whitebait out there the other day, but it wasn't tight.
Right.
It was scattered whitebait. Right. It was nettable size, but you would have had to really work at getting those fish to gather up together, because they were mostly kind of skittish of the boat, and once you get over the top of them, then they would start to move out, and they would also start to move down, and most of the fish that we saw were in about that 6-foot range of water.
Okay.
So, would have been work to try to catch some of those.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Probably could have got a few.
Probably
could have got enough to fish with.
Yeah.
But
you would have worked for it.
Yeah, we would have worked for it.
You would have known you worked for it, too, is how hot it is.
There were also pretty good-sized schools of bait, both inside and outside Boca Grande Pass, and they had something predatory attacking them. I couldn't tell what it was. Mike said there were ladyfish out there, so it may have been the ladyfish, but whatever it was, it had those baitfish very, very nervous.
Right.
So, because that's what you could see, is from a distance, you'd see the silver specks of baitfish jumping up out of the water.
Yeah, everything I'm hearing is that there's little sharks around those, like not even hardly Spanish mackerel around them, it's just little sharks.
Yeah, and I didn't see anything skyrocket, so I figured, okay, they're probably not mackerel. This doesn't look like the way mackerel feed. This is something else.
Right, yeah. Most of it's been little sharks,
and
according to a few people.
There were no boils that you get from the jacks. Mm-mm. So my guess on it was, and that's part of why we didn't fish it, I figured it's probably either ladyfish or it's going to be skipjacks.
Yeah.
So, because I've seen both of them do that before.
Yep.
But anyway, threadies?
There's a few around in the middle of the harbor, but mostly down towards the north end of Pine Island, Boquilla, that area. And then there's a lot of the butterfish, Atlantic bumper, mixed in or in their own schools and appear to be thread fins.
Okay.
Until you cast a sabiki in them and go, what the heck? My thread fins got round like somebody hit them with a pancake. Pretty funny.
Okay.
Amazing how many people think those sting you.
Yes. Rumors get started.
Yes. Yes, they do.
We also had, by the way, a ton of pinfish out there.
Yeah.
In that deeper grass. We snagged probably, between us, 8 or 10.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah, a lot of pinfish out there. All right, freshwater?
Super slow. If you're not using shiners, it's been tough. The bass are mainly eating the shiners, and it's a very lethargic bite. If anyone's catching them on lures, it's around culvert pipes and spillways that actually have some moving water, and it's mostly been on plastic lizards and plastic worms. Like, super slow out there. And there has been a few guys catching some bluegill, but it's been really slow. But all of it's been around some kind of moving water. You're fishing a straight part of the canal, chances are you're probably not catching much.
But you know what likes this heat?
Gar.
Mayan cichlids. Yep. Tilapia.
One guy was going to go out there and try to catch more because he actually ate a couple and thought they were outstanding.
Well, he is correct.
He wanted to know how to target them more. So he was going to go out there and give it a shot. I said, well, just do what you're doing right now.
All right, that brings us to the tarpon reports, which ordinarily for the first week in August, we'd be talking about fish scattered all over the place, and we would have to do a tarpon map because they would be in lots of different areas. But it's not an ordinary August, so what do we got?
Boca Grande Pass. This is literally the spot. And then some out on the beaches, but the majority of your fish are right there in the pass and even moving up onto the inside on the actual hill. And very few people are fishing them, so they're actually cooperating very well. A lot of guys are having, you know, double-digit days of hooked-up fish. So, pretty darn good, if I'd say so. One guy did 6 for 15 on Sunday or something like that.
Jeez.
Yeah. pretty awesome.
So how far up and down the beaches are they going?
I'm hearing of them all the way up to Venice, and then as far down as Sanibel. But they're just little pockets of fish. They're not giant groups the way they were a month ago. They're just little ones here and there. And they're varying in sizes, literally from 30-pounders to 130-pounders. It's pretty obscure how many little fish are around right now.
Okay.
But not worth doing a map for, because pretty simple.
This spot right here, and that's maybe it. Over here.
Yep. Pretty basic.
All right. Well, I think that covers all the spots in the place-by-place fishing report. We ran out of places to talk about.
There you go.
Unless you have some new ones that you'd like to discuss.
Nope. None at all.
Okay. Any final words of wisdom, sir?
Stay cool, stay hydrated, get out as early as possible, and come back as early as possible.
That sounds like an excellent plan.
That's about what I got.
All right. Well, then, say goodnight, Robert.
Good night, Robert.